Welcome once again to Moments of Inspiration brought to you by World Gospel Outreach Network. I'm Evangelist Cherish Shepherd. We thank you so much for choosing this station once again as your online gospel connection. It is my prayer that you were blessed, inspired, ministered to, you know, by the beautiful sounds of gospel music, anointed teaching and preaching. Well, I'm so excited to come to you once again with a word from the Lord, something to just encourage you while you're at the workplace, you're at home, wherever you're listening from. On my last broadcast, I shared with you that I had some exciting news that I wanted to tell you about. So I think I'll open up the broadcast letting you know that World Gospel real soon will be coming to various FM and AM stations around the United States. You'll be able to listen to us in your cars. The teaching that you hear from myself, you'll be hearing that in other ministries. I'm excited about it. We're going to tell you exactly what stations that we're going to start on. It's going to be coming really soon in February 2008. You'll be able to listen to World Gospel in your cars, AM, FM, and various states around the U.S. And so that's the news I was telling you about, but I didn't go into detail, but I'm telling you now. So keep us in prayer as we expand, as we reach out, you know, with the Word of God, with the gospel, because it's all about Jesus Christ. That's why we're here, to help somebody to be saved, to encourage the believer. And so we'll be launching the World Gospel Believe in Yourself radio broadcast on various stations, and you'll hear about that February 2008. Well, let's get started today. I'm just excited. I tell you, I love the Word of God. I love to teach because I can see God destroying the yoke of the enemy off of you by the Word of God when it comes, because it's sharp. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It cuts. And so when I hear God's Word being taught and being preached, I know that somebody is being blessed and that somebody is being delivered. This week, we're going to teach on no backseat drivers. You must finish strong. Let me say it again. No backseat drivers. You must finish strong. It's a new year. It's 2008, and many of us, we have made so many different vows, and we've made promises, we've made New Year's resolutions, and I'm just believing that you'll be able to maintain and keep those vows, and that they will, you know, come to pass for you. But I know many of us have made many vows, and like I said, have made many promises to ourselves, to other people, as we enter into a new year. And I just want to look at this year, that not only do we make the vow, but that we have the endurance to keep the vow. Not only do I make a promise, but that I'm able to keep the promise. That I can start the race, but oh, I can finish the race. And you know, some of us listening right now, I know that probably you've already struggled with some things that you promised yourself. You've already kind of fallen off by the wayside. It's just a few days into the year, but already the habits that had you captive of 07 have already begun to knock on your door. They've already begun to look you in the face and tell you that you cannot and will not change. And so I want to speak to that person today that's saying, yes, I have made promises. I have declared that I'm going to do better this year, that I'm going to reach my goal, that I'm going to press toward the mark. But what do I do with the hindrances of life? What do I do with the pressures of life? How do I handle what's telling me I cannot make it? And so as we look at this today, no backseat drivers, let's look at God has given, first of all, directions. In 07, I believe that the end of the year of 07, many of us begin to go before God saying, God, what is the direction for 08? Which way should I go? You know, what new thing are you birthing in me? What are you speaking over my life for 2008? And so family commitments were made, and business plans and ideas, you know, were put on paper, and Somebody enrolled in college this spring semester. You know, somebody made personal life improvements to themselves and said, I will lose that 20 pounds. You know, I will do this for myself. Somebody even has said, I'll become a better steward over my money. And so many people have set out in various directions. Psalms chapter 37, verse 23 says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. And so here God has given us how to step. He's told someone to step this way, and you step that way, and you do this, and you go there. And you know, whenever you begin something, my husband spoke a message some time ago, you know, we start off with a big bang and then we end in a fizz. And so many times in the beginning of something, we're real excited, we're all happy. We feel like, you know, we're so powerful, we can just jump over the whole world, you know, when you start something. But 3 weeks, 4 weeks into something, that's when you need the keeping power. That's when you need the enduring power. And so that's why this thought came to me some time ago, no backseat drivers. I said, God, what are you saying to us? How are you bringing all this together? And you know, when you have a car and you're driving, it's really aggravating to have somebody in the car, in the back seat, trying to tell you how to drive. And we've all experienced people sitting on our right or sitting in the back, trying to tell us how to drive. Normally that person, they want to just control things. Go left, go right, turn here, turn there. But they're not driving. They want to criticize maybe the way that you're going, and you should have taken a left up here. You know, so they want to be in control. They want to criticize. Sometimes they want to offer suggestions. You know, let's stop over here. Let's turn this way. You're going in circles. Sometimes they even have the audacity to yell at other people, you know, driving around you, cutting you off or whatever. They're called backseat drivers. And the average person tells them to let me drive, you know, leave me alone. And so as God began to show me this, he said this year that there can be no backseat drivers. He's saying your flesh can't drive you anymore. Your flesh, your emotions, your feelings can't drive you this year. It's a new beginning for you. And so in Galatians chapter 5, verse number 25, it says, if we live, well, let's go to verse 17. For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary, the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. And that was the struggle with some of us in 2007 and years before. Our flesh was driving us. We wanted to do right, but we was in the back seat. And we were allowing our flesh to call the shots, to drive left, to drive right, to go up, to go down. I don't feel like doing this. I don't want to go there. I don't feel like praising God. I don't feel like giving a sacrifice. And so we were allowing our flesh to drive. But in 08, somebody made a shift in the spirit and said, God, I'm going to learn now, as verse 25 says in that same book of Galatians, that if I live in the spirit, I've got to also walk in the spirit. Yes, I've got to also walk in the spirit. And so here God is saying in this new year, no backseat drivers. Your flesh can't drive you, but it wants to. It wants to tell you what to do, how to do it, and when to do it. And so as we look into this message, God is saying, I want you to finish strong. The vows that you made out of your mouth, the promises that you've made out of your mouth, the confessions, the various promises that you made to yourself, I want to show you in the beginning of a year how to finish strong and how to cause your flesh not to drive you into chaos. Not to drive you into confusion, not to drive you into giving up, not to drive you into just giving out. But God has great things for you and I. God has many things. The scripture says that our eyes have not seen, our ears have not heard. It has not entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for you and I. And so we can't even afford to allow the habits, the sins, the people, the bad decisions of yesteryears to interfere with where God wants to take us this year. Somebody say, no backseat drivers, I must finish strong. Come on, tell your coworker, no backseat drivers. My flesh is not going to run me this year. My flesh is not going to stop me from reaching my goals this year. No backseat drivers, I must finish strong. Let's move on. So we see here in Galatians chapter 5, verse 25, if we live in the Spirit, that we should walk in the Spirit. So here God's saying that your spirit, the Holy Ghost, needs to drive you. The Spirit of God needs to be your guide. The Spirit of God needs to be the one that directs you, that leads you, that compels you, that shows you the ways of God. We just saw that in Psalms that the steps of a good man are ordered by who? The Lord. So the Lord is saying for you to finish strong, you're going to have to keep the Spirit of God in control. You're going to have to keep the Holy Spirit driving you. And you know, really, your flesh shouldn't be in the car. Just go on and crucify the lust of your flesh. Mortify the deeds of your flesh so that you can live in the victory that God has for you. Let's go on now. It says the enemy, it's his job, and he wants to distract your focus this year. He wants to distract your focus, my focus, this year. Now you've switched. You said, okay, that's it. You know, Holy Spirit, you drive me. You know, I've made some promises. I've made some vows, God. And, you know, I've said yes to the Lord. The Holy Spirit is now driving. But all those old ways, that flesh, that sin, the devil, he's still warring against you, against your purpose of what, against what God has spoken over you. And I want to show you real quick how you can finish strong. Did I say that you may not fall here and there? I didn't say that. But you can finish the race. You can come out on top. You can press toward that mark until you reach it. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 1 and 2. It says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us, see, he's talking to you and I. I always say this, that the preacher is always the first one at the altar. So here Paul says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. So first of all, if we are going to finish strong, if we are really going to reach the goals, and I know some of you are like, you know what? I'm on my last leg. I have made this same commitment 52 times, and I failed every one of them. But with the last bit of strength in me, I've made another commitment that I will do it. And I can feel your, you know, I can feel, you know, just your heart saying, I've got to do it this time. And you know what? You can do it this time. And through the Word of God, how we can finish strong. He says here, he says, first of all, I want you to know that you can't have no excess weight. You can't have it. You know, you've got to come to a point in your life that you just say, that's it. I'm tired of sin. I'm tired of dead people around me. People are doing nothing but holding me back, pulling me back. Relationships that are just dead weight. I'm trying to make somebody be who God did not do, who God did not call them to be in my life. You got to lay it aside. Don't play with it. You know, don't play games with it. Don't pick up the phone when they call. Lay it aside. See, if you really want to finish this race, you've got to lay this aside. He said, lay aside those weights. Lay aside those sins. We know the sins that are in our lives. We know those things that we, you know, kind of dabble with that people don't know about. Lay it aside this year and say, that's it. I'm just going to live right. I'm just going to just be saved. You know, like I tell my kids, if you're going to be a devil, just be one. Just go on and do everything that you're going to do. Don't go to church. Don't go to hell in church. you know, but just go on and say, you know what, this year I'm laying it aside, every weight. I'm laying aside the sins. And then look at here, it says, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. You got to realize it's a journey. You know, a skilled runner does not take off running 100 miles an hour on the first lap. It's a journey that you're on. So that's why he goes on to say, run with patience. You know, already realize that you are a mortal person. You're a human being. You're going to make some mistakes. So don't just, you know, give up and give out because you've, you know, made a few mistakes. You may fall, but get back up again. Because if you go back to Psalms 37, if you go to that 24th verse, it says a good man, he's going to fall, but he gets up again. So realize you're on a journey. You're on a journey. So run with patience. And then look at verse number 2. I love this. It says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. It says, who for the joy that was set before him. You know, right now, you've got to have a mental picture of what you're believing God to do for you this year. See, you've got to see yourself. You confessed it. You said it. You prophesied over yourself. You've got the Holy Ghost driving and leading you. Now you've got to see it. You've got to see what you're pressing for. You've got to get a mental picture of your victory. You've got to get a mental picture of your deliverance. You've got to get a mental picture of your success. You have to see yourself doing it. Because see, the same way habits, they are formed. And you know, your whole person has just gotten conformed and has gotten used to this pattern, this way that you do things. And now you've got to, by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the Word of God, by the Spirit of God, you've got to now carve a new pattern in your life that says, no, we don't go this way. We do it this way. We don't gossip about people. We pray for people. You see that? We don't overeat. We live in temperance. You've got to carve a new pattern in your life. You've got to run with patience. You've got to see it. You've got to see yourself living in this new way. He says, for the joy that was set before me, I endured it. See, if you can see it, you may have the strength to endure it, because I see myself coming out of this. I see myself with that new business. I see myself with the bachelor's degree. So I'm going to study while others are going to the movies. I see myself. I have a mental picture. I'm trying to show you how to finish strong. Because I said, God, we just can't keep in the beginning of the year having this long list of all the stuff that we're going to do better in. And by March, it's already thrown away in the garbage. Don't know where it is. Have just completely forgotten what we spoke out of our mouth. So he says, no. You can't have backseat drivers. You can't have your old habits in the backseat whispering all day, every day, telling you you're not going to make it. You can't do it. Let's go back to our drugs. Let's go back to our alcohol. Let's go back to this. Let's go back to fornication. Let's go back. Mm-mm. You got to say, Holy Ghost, drive, drive, drive. Lead me. Lead me. And as you do that, you got to lay aside those weights. You got to realize that you're on a journey. You got to run with patience, and you got to get a mental picture. You got to see yourself finishing strong. Just one more scripture in Psalms chapter 1. In Psalms chapter 1, I just want to help you, you know, finish strong. I want to help you get the victory this year. Look at this in Psalms chapter 1, very familiar scripture, verse number 2. Well, let's start at verse number 1. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But look at verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law, what is his law? In his word. In his word does he meditate day and night. But look what happens. God says, first of all, a blessed man A blessed man, his delight is in the word of God. I've got something to tell you. You may not want to hear it, but you're going to have to fill your day with the word of God. If you have been trying to get over a hump, if you have been trying to get the victory, if you've been going around a roller coaster, the same problem, the same issue, a habit has just gotten a stronghold on you, the only way out is through the word of God. Psalms here, the book here says, listen, but this blessed man, his delight is in the word, and in that word does he meditate day and night. And look what happens. Well, let's go back to that. In his word does he meditate. What does that mean? He says it. See, you've got to get the word just all around you all day long. You got to say it. You've got to post it. That means write it on your desk. You should have some scriptures on post-it notes on something. Those scriptures that pertain to your victory. You've got to say it. You've got to post it all around you. You've got to sing it. You have to confess it. You've got to memorize it. You've got to pray it. I'm talking about true meditation, day and night. See, you've got to let the devil know, I'm not playing with you. I mean business. I'm serious. I will finish strong. I will finish this race. I will come out on top, because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And because he's greater, all I have to do is follow the recipe. All I have to do is do what he says. And if I do that, the very thing that I said is mine, I can have it if I just obey God. So what does it mean to meditate, to say it, to post it, to sing it, confess it, memorize it, pray it, fill your day with the word of God, and dare the devil to step up to you and try to pull you back? You see that? He says meditate. Then look at verse number 3. He says, if you fill your day with the word of God, if you say it, post it, sing it, confess it, memorize it, pray it, he says, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Look what God says he'll do for you. That habit that had you on a roller coaster in 07, those issues, those problems, those people, you know, the phone rang and all that voice just melt you down. I'm just going to talk real to you. That voice just melt you down. You done. You just can't take it. You're supposed to be at choir rehearsal, but you at his house. Come on now. But look at that. He says, if you meditate, he says, I'm going to plant you. I'm going to plant you that you'll have the power to not even pick up the phone. You'll see the caller ID and say, devil, I'm done with you. He says, I'll give you the power. I'm going to plant you. I'm going to plant you. I'm going to have you so strengthened in my word that the enemy just can't snatch you and pull you. That's why you've allowed the Holy Ghost to drive. And all that backseat stuff, all, you know, the works of your flesh, the lust of your flesh, the sins and the weight. You have gotten them out of the drive. Spirit of God is driving you because you are meditating. You filled your day with the word of God. And now you have the power that God talks about in Acts 1 and 8. And he shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You see that? And so now that power is now in operation in your everyday life. Many times we just think the Holy Ghost is just for on Sunday, but we need the Spirit of God throughout the week. Power to be kept, power to stand, power to endure, power to say it, post it, sing it, confess it, memorize it, pray it. We need power to do that. And so what am I saying to you in this new year? The Lord is saying, listen, I want you to finish strong. You've been going around like the children of Israel in the wilderness 40 years, and it was just an 11-day journey. And I want to take you on to something else. There are things that I have for you, and I don't want you to get hung up over here in the wilderness. And I do have a Canaan. I have a promised land for you. And so if you would just say with me, no backseat drivers this year. I can't let my flesh control me this year. I can't let the passions that ruled me of 07 to rule me in 08. I can't let my mouth get the best of me. I can't let alcohol consume me. I can't let drugs kill me. But I've got to get in position and in place with God. And I have to say, Holy Spirit, drive, drive. And if we would do that, oh my goodness, the things that God has prepared for us. I pray this word has ministered to you. You know, I come just like I'm sitting with you at the office or, you know, over a cup of coffee. You know, I want to make this personal because many times people, you and I, we just need to hear, you know, just straight talk. Just get in my face, talk to me, just tell me how to do it and I'll do it. So as an evangelist, you know, I'm just an outreach. I'm just a helper to just help you to know that you can do this. You've heard me say this. I'm just your cheerleader to tell you that you can finish strong. You can finish the race. And I want to hear the testimonies. I really do. I want you to, and I'm going to, you know what? There's things that I started out this year that I've confessed, and I am so determined. I'm so determined to finish strong. And when I do, I'm going to let you know. I'm going to tell you I did it. I finished strong. I'm going to let you know that I finished. And I'm going to invite you to do the exact same thing, to tell me to share those testimonies with us that you made it, you finished strong. You know, if you're listening right now and maybe you want to come back and sit down and go over this message and take your time and follow through, you can always go to any one of our websites and you'll see that Moments of Inspiration. You know, you can download. This is a podcast. You can listen to this again. It's absolutely free. Whenever you want to, you can download it to a portable device or to your computer, whatever. It's right there. So I just encourage you, if you want your friends to hear this message and be inspired by it, you want to come back another time and listen, we're going to have it right there in the downloadable area for you to listen to whenever you want to, and it's free of charge, okay? So be blessed. You know I love you. I'm praying for you. I'm believing God. I don't know you, but I see you in the spirit. I see you. I see you being blessed by the word of God that you're hearing here at World Gospel Outreach Network. Will you tell somebody about us? Will you tell somebody that this station is really about ministry? You don't hear a lot of commercials because we want to keep the gospel. You know, we don't want to just overburden you with commercials. So that's why we keep it the way we have it, with music, a few commercials here and there. So tell somebody about this ministry, about this station, and how it's being a source of inspiration to your life throughout the day. I want to just close out in prayer. Someone is listening saying, whoo, I needed that. And you know what? I did too. I'm encouraging myself while I'm encouraging you. We're just in January. And so we have 11 months to go. And so, I want to just, before we get to failure, you know, kind of give us some guidelines on how to get to the finish line. Okay. So Father, we just thank you so much for this word that came today. There's people listening from all over that have made confessions, that have made vows, that have made New Year's resolutions. And we just want to know, God, you know, how do we actually reach it? And so we ask you that you allow this word to penetrate their heart, that you allow this word, God, to get down in their spirit, that they would grab a hold to these scriptures, that they would say it, post it, confess it, pray it, sing it, you know, whatever it takes, Father, to finish strong. I pray that you give them the power to do it. I pray, God, that there be no backseat drivers, that their flesh don't control them this year, that their mouth, their bad attitudes, or whatever it might be, does not drive them this year. But God, I pray that the Spirit of God would drive us and lead us, God, into the victories that you have for us in this year. We thank you for increase. We thank you for doors opening. We thank you for blessings everywhere. We thank you, Lord, for meeting every one of our needs. We thank you for multiplication in all areas of our lives. We thank you, Father. We thank you that we will finish strong. We give you praise for it now in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 We're going to close out with this song. I love to share just one song before I leave. And so this song is from my heart to yours. It simply says, Stay in the Race. It's by Norman Hutchins, okay? So stay in the race. I love to hear from you. Go to our websites, email me, Cherry Shepherd. We love you, and you know this, your future is greater than your past.